This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're going to win tickets if you're caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Two tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll. Big Ass Stadium Tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That's caller 10-800-636-1067. I wish you good luck in winning those. Welcome back to the program. Great night here on The Fan. Linnell is in for GP. Another 90 minutes of us before we hand it over to Tobias Funke, a.k.a. Toblerone, a.k.a. Toki, if he turns his hat around and starts talking trash to strangers. Toby Altizer has overtime for you when we are out of here. Good piece here in the old Washington Post, Linnell. Our friend, Ike Javala, Emily Guskin, Scott Clement. We chronicled at the top of the show how much more popular the team is than they were just 2 years ago. It's basically twice as many people who responded to this to a similar poll a couple years ago now list the Local 53 as a team that they love or their favorite team or some derivation thereof. So again, twice as popular as they were before. Hard to measure that, but that's the closest we can get. You can feel the positive energy. Anecdotally, you know, like my kids now aren't all in on watching the games, but instead of no and laughing at me, yeah, I'll sit down, I'll watch Jaden Daniels. Or yes, I kind of want a football bobblehead, or I want this jersey or whatever. You see it, kids wearing Washington gear going to school. You see teams in the Flag Football League. There are three different Commanders teams. Whole bunch of that stuff. The team is more popular than it was a couple of years ago. That's obvious, right?
For sure. So that's the number one thing that stood out to me. And it started, honestly, before the season started. Like during training camp, I remember I went out to a restaurant in my neighborhood called South House. And there were like two or three dudes wearing Jaden Daniels jerseys. This is before the mania started. Since then, Danny, I kid you not, I can't go anywhere without seeing the Washington logo, the new Washington logo. People aren't wearing their old Redskin stuff is what I'm noticing. You're seeing more of the new stuff.
So that leads me to this point. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's a great transition to go right here. I get it. Yeah. And it's a trade I would make, by the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. I will whatever I got to do for success, whatever I have to do for relevance, passion, the whole nine yards. Here's the trade-off. The name. People like it now. It's not just the diehards who swallow whatever pill they're given. It's not just the people that want to pretend that they're best friends with the defensive tackle or write stupid songs that people play, and we're not sure if it's a joke or not. It's not just that. The name itself has grown on folks. 34% in 2024. Over 50% now. In fact, 62%. Again, twice as popular. Just over a year.
Does that surprise you?
Yes.
Danny, but that's been my whole thing with you on the name debate. I feel like, and clearly, the NFC Championship game wasn't good enough for you. I think it'll grow on you too. I think if this turns into a sustained winning culture, and they're not that yet. I know they're showing all the signs of it. They had a really good year. They have a franchise quarterback. They're not that yet. If they become a perennial playoff team year in, year out, you're not going to hear a peep about the name. I'll even make this bold proclamation. If, God forbid, you know, Jaden Daniels dislocates his ankle next year and they go 4-13, I think rumblings about the name will come up again. I think it will be a topic that is, you know,
it just correlates with if they're good or not for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So you are a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the analogy that I try to draw, or the parallel I try to draw. The Bullets should never have changed their name. Now, this is different. I understand what happened with the football team. I'm not trying to slam the gavel on that opinion. We have discussed that before, you may be aware. But the Bullets' name should never have changed. It's stupid, okay? The Wizards suck. That's a sucky name. It's a stupid, dumb name. It was dumb in 1997. It was dumb in 98. It's dumb in 2025. It'll be dumb in another 25 years. I got tired of fighting.
Okay.
My point is, it's never grown on me once, ever. Now, when John Wall stood on the scorer's table because he beat Boston with that three at the buzzer, I went nuts too.
Yeah.
When Gil hit that shot in Chicago after that son of a bitch Shannara Pargo couldn't miss for a minute and a half, I went nuts. I celebrated. The name sucked. It shouldn't be the name of the team. You follow me?
Yes.
My point is, I'm not fighting anymore. And now there's no fighting here. I think the gavel slammed, by the way. Just because I don't fight it doesn't mean I like it.
Right.
I'm accepting my reality. I live in a world where the name is terrible.
Yes.
And it's going to stay that way. I understand that. And I would trade it again. I would do it again. I would do another 2-2-22 with we are the Commanders.
That's
and
tough.
And have that be the thing in exchange for NFC title game appearances. I would do that for Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
Mean, and that's kind of the point here. I could spin two plates. That name ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate it more now than I did then. It's not going to grow on me. It's not going to be something that I like. I will accept my fate, but never, ever, ever expect me to like it.
So let me ask you this about the name. And now I feel like you've like entered my like therapy couch, and I'm trying to help you through your issue that you have with this name.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To me, what about the name? Is it the name that's bad to you, Danny, or is it the branding surrounding the name? Because I think there's no issue with Commanders.
Sure there is. The answer is it was a generic attempt by Dan Snyder to hide under the blanket of military. Because nobody could say anything bad about that.
Right.
And okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not well thought out. It wasn't planned. It wasn't done very well. The guys that did it are gone. Right, the first guy that did it called it one of the most successful rebrands ever, and he went on to work for some soccer team in L.A., Missile Brooks or Middle Brooks or whatever the other guy's name was. And Jason Wright, who I like personally, was very kind to us always. But you hire a slick consultant, you know who shows up? A slick consultant. Yeah. That's who he is. He's a slick consultant who's good at activations and branding and this. They still think internally that 2-2-22 was awesome because you got Craig Melvin going. Ha!
You do a really good Craig Melvin.
Damn right I do. I've heard that a million times, and I'll never unhear it.
Yeah.
They didn't understand what they didn't understand. Everything from Sean Taylor installations to porta potty pictures to the nonsense of that era and time. That name is that. That name is Dan Snyder still trying to wrestle control of the organization back from the NFL. He's the guy standing there on 2-2-22.
And it's Timberlands.
We're very excited about the name, and we're very excited about just evil.
Yeah.
Just a little twerp up there ruining everything. I hear that name, I see him. I hear that name, I hear ineptitude. I hear a joke. I hear a pathetic, ridiculous, doesn't belong with the rest of the NFL franchise's name. Now, and the point here, and they get quotes, and again, this is a great story.
Mm-hmm.
The name now means something new, or they're trying to make it mean something new.
Correct.
Right? Rad and Peters will talk about a Commander tag. And Josh Harris, in one of his statements, said, you know, we have some, when the name means something now. to us, an organization, and a lot of our fans. I get it. I understand that.
You're going to awkwardly sip your water?
Should we shake hands? Hold on. So I understand. I get the full thing. I'm not going to like it.
So I think, and I haven't gone and dived into the article as deep as you have to this point because I'm having issues with this paywall. And it's just here nor there. But I think, to your point, like, the name, to some people, a lot of people feel the way you feel. They feel like it's the last odor and stench of Dan Snyder and the 20-plus years of ineptitude. But when Jaden Daniels comes out in year two of the name, right? That's where we're in, year three of the name, and leads this franchise to the NFC Championship game, and you've now got ownership, GM, head coach all on the same page for the first time. Yeah, it's the meaning is going to change. You're going to think differently of it. If they would have won in year one of Commanders, I don't think there would be as much outrage. I think because year one of Commanders stunk, and there was that blemish where Ron didn't know whether or not they could be eliminated.
Well, it can
or not.
Be eliminated? Okay. Yeah. We will be.
I think if they would have won that year, the vitriol and the anger wouldn't be as strong.
Among football fans, Washington football fans, in 2024, 58% said that they did not like it. So it's a combination of a certain percentage hated it, a certain percentage didn't like it. Think about that. Almost 60%.
It's a big amount
of this stupid, dumb brand. Now, among that same group of fans, 62% like it. Think about that turnaround. Again, almost twice as many.
It just goes to show you how important winning is to your brand.
And here's what drives me nuts. And yes, obviously. Here's what drives me nuts. All those years, we'd have conversations about anything. Anything. How do they make the stadium experience better? How can they make parking better? How can they make season ticket experience better? How can they improve? How can they improve business stuff, controllable things, you know, getting in and out? What can they do business-wise, marketing-wise? How can they make you feel more important as a fan? Name-wise, what should they do? How should they do it? And you'd get that guy that thought he solved it. The genius who'd go, the only thing that matters is that they win. And it's the least productive call. And you think you're being so smart and astute. Like, I've cut to the... Yes, I understand they need to try to win football games. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce the right way off the upright. We're talking about the hundreds of people they have in their employ that are in the customer relations experience. If that wasn't necessary, you don't have any season ticket salespeople. You don't have to do anything. You'll just win. And then they'll just call Dan Quinn. And I'll be like, hey, let it rip, brother. I'll get you season tickets in row one. Of course, they have staff.
Yeah.
But people couldn't separate it. And so, of course, ultimately, you're right. You win, it cures a lot of crap. No one cares that it's the worst stadium in sports when the team is winning. You care a little bit, but you don't care near as much. I understand all that. So we're talking about the controllable. Some years you do, some years you don't. And we're talking about this at the top, too. Can they withstand a couple of valleys in bad years? I don't know that they can yet. But it's a great building block to have year one happen. So the point is, I think for me, and I want your opinion here too, we know the ship has sailed on the name. Josh Harris kind of hinted as much and said as much, and a few others have as well. This data, jaw-dropping to me. Yeah. Not only acceptance, people like me that have accepted their fate, but now like it? They like it? That is still hard for me to swallow.
It doesn't stun me that much because when you think about the state of the franchise over the span of the 2000s, like we're a loyal fan base and we're a fair weather fan base at the same time. I know I'm contradicting myself, but like people were itching for something to grasp onto. And now you can, you know, lean into the name, lean into the logo and the brand because they're winning. It's easier to do. I get it. And it's like, it's something that you can be a part of. It feels inclusive. It's cool. I think the people that they have over there in business now doing the activations and making the game day experience better, they're doing a kick-ass job. They are, and they deserve all their credit. But guess what, Danny? You know it, and I know it. Their job is much easier. No one cares about paying for the $21 bottle of water as much when you're going to watch a winning product. And I'm not trying to simplify the conversation and act like winning cures everything, but it's a massive part of it. It is. It's a lot easier, right, to sell jerseys for the Commanders right now than it is for the Wizards.
Right.
Why? Because the Commanders win.
Right. I don't know exactly the question that I want to ask. I know what's on my mind. So I'll do it this way. 800-636-1067. As somebody that I literally try not to say it because it boils my blood.
Say what?
Okay, the name of the team.
What team?
And the Local 53. And I what people mistake me for is I only want the old name. That's not me.
Right.
I understand. Whether you agree or not, we've legislated that. That's done as far as I'm concerned, okay? I'm not the old name or nothing. I'm not that person. I can't get rid of the association with the buffoonery and the amateur hour and the below the acceptable line of the time. I can't escape the investigations, the impropriety, the indignity, the absurdity of that organization during that time frame when they were caught with their pantaloons down, had no alternative, so they threw together this nonsense with a bunch of guys that everyone knew weren't going to be here for longer than an hour and a half. Ron Rivera was involved in the name change. that boob, yeah. That overmatched goofball, that soundbite cliche-spewing media friend is sitting there deciding what I'm going to be stuck with for the rest of my life. F space you space. No.
There.
No. Stupid consultants with no dog in the fight. I'm stuck with it. They left this turn in the punch bowl and are waving goodbye. Goodbye. Fairly well. Bon voyage as their train leaves the station. I can't escape how much I hate it. I hate it more now than I did then. And I think I do because people like it.
So you're irritated, turned off by that?
I'm so upset.
I get it.
So here's my question, if I've got one. At 800-636-1067. Are you surprised that it's caught on that way? Are you taken aback that that many people, again, 62% of fans, whereas a year ago it was 68% hated it, 62% now say they like it? Talking about the dumb team name. A massive turnaround. I understand they won. I was there too. I had a great time. I'm rooting. Can you believe it's caught on to this degree? 800-636-1067. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Little throwback for me, Chris. Little rage. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Welcome back to the program. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell is in for GP. Linnell, Rage Against the Machine is a band.
I was about to say.
It is a band.
What did the machine do to you for you to rage against it?
You know what they did.
Yeah.
Just the way they were acting. Certainly. All uppity and aloof, yeah. And like they were better. Like, you're not better than me.
Yeah.
You're not better than me.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm going to rage against you right now.
Yeah, do it.
Welcome back to the show. Here's the topic. We've done two based on some good reporting here. Good work from our friends at the Washington Post, Nikki Javala and company. The big picture we're talking about now is the name of the local football team. A year ago, among sports fans overall, 34% positive. So I guess some of that would include, I'm a fan of the Nationals, but not the football team, or I'm a fan of one or the other. Everybody across the board is pretty much in the 30s. D.C. area overall, football fans, sports fans, D.C. residents, Northern Virginia, suburban Marylanders. Anybody that cared about the team, in theory, would be among the eligible receivers of the joy of football. Approval rating. In the 30s. That ain't good. Now, it's in the 50s for nearly everybody. And among the football fans of the Local 53, 62% approval. Not just of the team overall, the specific name, the actual name. I'm a proud member of the 38%. I hate it. I hate it as much today as I did before, maybe more. I understand that I'm not fighting anything. I'm not telling you that I'm saying they got to change it. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Bon voyage, it's gone. Especially with data like this. I guess my question is, can you believe it's caught on this quickly and all it took, I say all,
yeah,
right. It happens all the time, but it took one great, fun, awesome, joyous season with a billion-dollar quarterback with a trillion-dollar smile. Yeah. That's all it took?
Straight up. And I think... Not to oversimplify, like you said, I think you make a good point because I was once in the minority of, you know, winning cured everything. I said they can call them the Washington Dan Snyders for all I cared. And as long as they were winning, I would root for it. It would catch. you win and make it to the NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The championship game, you can do pretty much anything is what I've learned.
Let's go to Bob in Tennessee. Are you surprised the name has caught on like it has?
No, I expected it. I think you all were talking about, but before I say that, hey, Danny, and hey, Linnell.
Hey, buddy.
I expected that fully. I thought we discussed that about a year or so ago, and I thought, you know, we didn't think they were going to be this good, so we had no clue whatsoever that it would catch on like this. But the idea was, well, if they were really, really good, it probably will kind of remain. But, hey, Danny, I wanted to share something with you, kind of personal, that may or may not change your mind. I don't know. But I thought I'd share it with you, try to flesh this out a little bit about a different way to look at this name or name change and that sort of thing. I grew up with a certain last name originally, what I was born with. And I'm just not going to go on and on about my dad, but he wasn't a good guy at all. And everything my mother had told me and everybody that also told me, they were older than me. He was not a good guy. It was better off he left our house and never came back and never had anything more to do with him. And I was okay with that. And as I got older, I even went so far as to tell my mom, I got to get my name changed. I'm going to do it. So I changed my name from what it was before to a new name. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a big hassle. But the point is, that I was ashamed of the name. I thought, I don't want to be associated with this goofball that I didn't like. He mistreated my mother and a bunch of other things. So now fast forward to about, I'm 67 years old now. Fast forward to about 5 years ago. I found out my dad had a brother, or I had a son and two sisters. And I thought, I wonder if they're related to me. So I went through Ancestry, a newspaper, you name it, trying to figure this out. Eventually, I came to realize they really are my brother and two sisters. So I thought, well, let me get to talk to them. And then I thought, of course, I wonder if they're like my dad.
Bob, I'm so sorry I got to cut you off. I understand kind of the point of the story, but we have so many people that want to weigh in on this topic. I totally get your point, though, that the negative association right. with something can change and turn, and sure. and I get that. And again, I'm not belittling your experience. It sounds incredible, but I want to make sure we give everybody a chance to weigh in on that. Let's go to Jim in Springfield. Can you believe the name has caught on like it has?
What's up, Jim?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy, got you.
Hey, here you are. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Jim. Yes.
What's up, Jim?
All right, great. Hey, so look, I live in Northern Virginia now. I grew up in Baltimore, right? So when we got the Ravens, nobody in Baltimore knew Ravens. They didn't like purple. It was a horrible name. I still think it's a dumb name, right? But they win a Super Bowl in 2000, mm-hmm. and they've been a winning franchise. It doesn't matter. The name isn't even a thing, right? So absolutely, winning will cure all. I just absolutely believe that.
It has. I mean, the data says that.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Will it be sustainable, though, is still the big question.
800-636-1067. Like, could we revert back into the 40s if the doomsday scenario, they go 5-12 this year?
Right.
I think that's a good question. Mo and Largo weigh in on this. Mo, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Mo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, pal.
Danny, I hate to break it to you, brother, but I think you're a lost cause.
I agree with you.
Because... I think you've conditioned yourself for this perspective, because the majority of us, when we hear the name, we don't think of Dan Snyder. We don't think of the S show that was here in town. Maybe you do because you had to be so close to it because of your occupation, but it seems like you're going to think that regardless of what takes place, especially if it's that fresh on your mind after what we just accomplished, you know?
Yeah.
And with that being said, brother, I mean, I guess you kind of just don't say the name. I guess you don't buy the apparel and you just watch the games and enjoy what you're watching. But that's kind of where we are with you. And
totally.
One more thing. I really can't understand, or like, how can you still be stuck in the mud with regards to the Wizards name? Like, regardless of whether or not you think it's a good name, you can't get behind the fact of why they needed to change the name, given the climate that was taking place.
Well, I don't
in the
think
city.
Danny ever said that.
No, I did. Mo, I appreciate you as always, dude. Thanks for chiming in. Yeah, it was ridiculous that they changed the name. I will 100% talk about the Wizards, the Bullets to the Wizards. Hurricanes cause disaster. Are we changing names because of that? Like, how many animals have mauled human beings? We can never have any vipers who have bitten people. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Major League reliever's kid was bitten by a Diamondback snake and nearly died. Do we have to change that name? Nobody went, I wasn't going to commit a murder, but you know what I probably should do is do that because the team is named the Bullets after a fast train. Mo, I love you to death, buddy, but no on that one. All right? It was an attempt to make a big show, a song and dance about we're very concerned with violence. You could be concerned with violence and still celebrate the Silver Bullets that won a championship. That's what that was. It was about a fast train for the most part, as far as I understand the lore.
So with Bullets Wizards back in the day, do you think that there would have been a want to meddle with it if the team was good? Because they were bad for a really long time.
Yeah, they're bad for a long time. And again, I'm not trivializing it, but the late Abe Poland mm-hmm. Was concerned after post what was happening in D.C. was the murder capital of the world. Yeah. His friend Itzhak Rabin was assassinated and sort of felt this compelled idea to switch it.
You want to rebrand,
but there wasn't a great reason to do that. And it was either Wizards or Sea Dogs or some other kind of nonsense. That's... So yeah, I hate the name. But I've stopped fighting.
And correct me real quick, because this is the first time hearing of this. Bullets is a fast train?
So it was as far as I understood it, was named after the silver bullet, the train,
old school Chevy,
the speed train,
the
right?
That's like a
it was,
Wayne bar,
yeah, it was. that is something. So yeah, I will forever. I don't like it, but I call them the Wizards. I got worn down by trying to explain or doing the thing. They're still the bullets. They're not. They're not the bullets. They're the Wizards. So it took years, but I still did it.
Your self awareness in this situation, I love it, bro.
Yeah, and by the way, Mo, I think you're right on about your assessment of me.
Yeah.
Now I'm a weirdo. I fully acknowledge that, but I'm also going, how isn't everybody still hearing Dan Snyder's dumb voice?
Yeah.
How doesn't everybody hear that weird easy chair, that like the director's chair on the middle of the field where Jason Wright, who's gone, says, "Doug, what is it?" And we are the Commanders, and Craig Melvin going, "Ha ha!" How do you not associate it with the ineptitude of the time? But people don't. They've moved to, what do I associate it with? 12-5, Jaden Daniels, NFC title game, that win at Detroit, the holy bleep. I understand it. I know I'm the weird one. I mean, Grant and I have the same job. He's not stuck on that. You know? Let's go to Andrew. And I'm not sure where Andrew is. Andrew, what's up, buddy? You're on The Fan.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Out of Fairfax.
Oh, what's up, pal?
I was born in 1991. My whole fandom for this team has been a disaster.
Yes, it has.
I was alive for one Super Bowl, but it's been terrible. I have a 5-year-old son now who just started watching football last year. So his entire life of being a fan of this team is Jaden Daniels, is 12-5. And you know who loves the Commander's name? My 5-year-old son, who does not have all of the baggage.
Yeah.
So, Danny, you're right to rage against the machine that is how we got to the name.
Yeah.
But, man, time is always going to cure it, but yeah, it happened a lot faster than I thought. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. Yeah. And that's how it'll get me, is if my kids decide they're interested.
Yeah.
And if on that Christmas list, it's a Jaden Daniels number 5 jersey, okay, I'll buy that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, how principled am I? It's that easy to get the Konami code.
That's what it is, though. That's the beauty of branding, and it makes everybody's job over in Ashburn and at the facility a lot easier because the product is good right now. Like, I would love to know, and I know Jaden Daniels' jersey is doing really well. I would love to know how the merch itself is doing, because
I see it now. I see gear.
Yeah.
I didn't see gear for years. I do now.
And now you're seeing it, so it's got to be, you know, a cause for, you know, celebration. So I think it's great. The name to me has never really been a thing, like I continue to say. It's all about winning games, man. That's it. That's all I got on it.
Bargov, Gaithersburg. Can you believe the name has caught on like it has?
Bargov, what's going on, brother?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
So, honestly, I'm not surprised, just because, you know, myself included, human beings, we're emotionally fickle in nature. You know, I get it. But I'm with you, Danny, man. I'm disappointed. You know, the R's was basically our college sweetheart, you know, who was fine, smart, but ended up being some crazy evil criminal on the low. The Manders is the rebound immediately after that relationship. Sure, she's not a criminal, but guess what? She smells bad, unemployed, and allergic to cooking. So, seems fine when you have PTSD from a previous relationship, but I hope we dump her. I really do. But still love the squad.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed, my friend. I really appreciate
what
it, as always. 800-636-1067. Lines are locked and loaded. Let's stay with this here. The data point here that we're referencing is a great piece in the Washington Post by Nikki Javala and company, that now among Local 53 fans, the name last year, a year ago almost to the day, so it's 13 months, a 36% approval rating. Right now, 62% and probably climbing. 800-636-1067. Can you believe, I guess, I'm the weird one. I fully understand that, by the way. Can you believe the name has caught on this quickly among the fan base? I was there too. I had a great time. I watched what happened. I watched all the wins. I watched the Kansas City title game appearance, etc. Does it surprise you that the name has endeared itself and entrenched itself in our fan base as fast as it has? Next on The Fan. G&D here on The Fan. Linnell is in for GP. With you up until 6:30. Then a little overtime situation with our pal, Toby Altizer. He will take over these airwaves into the night before the Nats baseball. They are on the old West Coast. They got the Seattle Mariners tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. It's not Safeco Field anymore. I forget what it's called. Ryan, what's it? Grant and I did this the other day. One of the underrated stadiums in
T-Mobile
sports.
T-Mobile Park?
Could be right. Yeah. I'm terrible at that, whatever the sponsorship is.
T-Mobile Park.
It's T-Mobile Park.
T-Mobile Park.
It was weird that Linnell said it first, though. Anyway, the point is, love you, buddy. Underrated stadium.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome place to go see a game. If you're ever out there, it is a, I don't say it's a must-do, but it's, hey, we got a free night. Go to a game there. It's beautiful. Sightlines are awesome. Great backdrop. So, big fan. The Nats are out there for a three-game set this evening. Get you a lineup before we get out of here. 800-636-1067 is the number. So we're talking about this all show long, kind of different elements of it. But the thing we're focusing on right now this minute, Linnell, is a year ago, basically, here's the most hardcore data point. Almost a year to the day, only 36% of local Washington football fans liked the name. Now, 62%. Again, almost a 2x jump from what it was just a year ago. Yeah, you got a pretty obvious correlation there.
Yeah.
You win 12 games, you go to the NFC title game, people give a damn and they're in. I'm just surprised it's caught on that quickly. I know there's some recency effect. I know you'd get some spike. It's more than it was 2 years ago. It's more than it was last year. Next year probably more if they have a nice season. And I know time heals a lot of wounds. I'll never get over the association. I'm not fighting it anymore. I'm not telling you it should be changed. I'm not advocating any position. I'm just telling you how I feel. I hate it. It sucks. That's the way it is for me, and it's at my core. But the name has caught on quickly, and I guess the question is, are you surprised that that's happened?
I think it caught on, and I'm just now thinking of this. I think it caught on this quickly, not just because of success, Danny. The level of success. They were 60 minutes away from the biggest game in the world, talking about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If last year was just Jaden Daniels showed clear and obvious signs of being the franchise quarterback, but the defense stunk, they won 7 games, I don't think the results of this poll are the same. I don't. If they just made the wild card round, right, and lost to Tampa and they didn't doink it in, I don't think the success of this poll is the same. I don't.
It's a bigger number, but maybe not 62. Maybe it's correct. 51 or whatever.
I think the heights that they reached last year really helped it.
800-636-1067. Rick in Germantown been very patient. Rick, can you believe it's caught on this quickly?
What's up, Rick?
Well, the concept that I think of is, okay, we can't change the name anymore and that's a done deal and that ship has sailed. However, that buffoon is sitting off the coast of England in his yacht going, I put the Commanders in this position to get Jaden Daniels. And by the way, to your co-host today, the biggest game in the world is the final of the World Cup, not the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
There you go. That's Rick.
Two Montgomery County residents, not agreeing. Huh.
Love that. I mean, again, so Rick's talking about the association, referencing what I have.
Yeah.
I hear the C word. Not the one you're thinking of, the one about the football team.
Yeah.
And I just immediately go, Snyder, buffoonery, scandal, nonsense.
Yeah.
I can't escape that. I understand a lot of people can. The numbers say so. Mm-hmm. The calls say so. The tweets that I'm getting at Funny Danny say so. I'm not trying to convince you guys of my position. It's usually not what we do here
right. On
this. It's usually, here's a side, one or the other.
Pick
I'm arguing for my side. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's pick it. I'm acknowledging that I'm the weird one. Mo and Largo a segment ago basically just diagnosed my pathology 100%. He's right. Yeah. You're a stick in the mud. I forget all the other things he said about me. But yes, I know that I'm the weird one. I don't forgive. I don't let go.
Yeah.
When you made me, and this is in any walk of life, when you put me out, when you made me feel a certain way, you don't just get off that list without a whole bunch of my bad.
Okay.
Without a lot of sorry. With a lot of, here's what I'm going to do to make it right. I don't forgive. Grant's a forgiver. Grant forgives. He's a better person than me in that regard. Right? I hold on to my pain.
Yeah.
And I wear it as a shield.
Trauma.
I'm like Batman without the money or the abilities or the physical fitness or the toughness or the instinct to do the right thing.
Well said.
Thank you. Let's go to Josh in Philadelphia. Josh, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on? So I was actually born in Olney, Maryland, but I spent most of my life in Pittsburgh, and I live in Philly. So I've dealt with a lot of like heckling over the years.
Yeah,
and it got bad whenever, the name went away completely. You know, Washington football team, they don't even have a name. And then the Commander's name came in, and I personally didn't really like it either. Everyone's like, oh, the team's so bad, and the name sucks, like, ha, ha, ha. But now, personally, I'm like, I'm not surprised it's caught on, because for me, it's kind of like, it's an in-your-face kind of thing. Like, you guys were all clowning on us. Look at us now. We got Jaden Daniels.
Oh, that's
the NFC Championship. And the Commanders, you know, the name seems good now. So,
dude, yeah, there's something to that. I smell what you're cooking.
That's
good call. Sorry to cut you off. I got to tell you, that's a great perspective. So, to me, when those goofballs are doing the dumb song about your left hand,
mm-hmm.
right, I'm going, does everyone understand how foolish this looks? Does everyone understand that we're being mocked? You got a theme song for a team that's going to win 5 games and is embarrassing. Nobody can't stand you. Haters can't stand it. No. People are laughing at you. You're an embarrassing yeah. joke. Why do we have any kind of theme song? Sam Howell's our quarterback. Ron Rivera's in charge. All the Martys are collecting paychecks.
Yeah.
And his point is, yeah, they were clowning us.
Mm-hmm.
You laughing now?
Yep.
Ain't so funny now, is it?
Started from the bottom, now we are here.
Here?
Right? Chris Brown once said, look at me now.
Look at me now.
There we go.
He said that. But now, started from the bottom. Who's that?
That's
your guy?
That's Drake.
I thought that was Drake, not Diminutive Wayne. That's Drake.
What'd you call him?
Diminutive Wayne. Yeah.
In replace with a little?
Little, yeah.
That's good.
Smaller in stature, Wayne.
You guys got to rip Danny for this one.
Let's go to Joe Arlington. The name's caught on, man. Can you believe that?
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's bogus. I think they have a bad season. The numbers will be back to where they were a year ago. But the the bigger problem Harris has is there is a significant segment, I don't know what percent, significant segment of Redskins fans who just have no connection
to
this new team. And they're not coming back. They're not spending their money. And, I mean, I would think that's a big problem for them. I was a season ticket holder for a long time, gave up my tickets. I just have no connection. I don't even watch the games anymore. So I spend my money on the Caps and the Nets now. And I'm not alone. So
you're
not
alone.
Got that problem.
Joe, thank you, buddy.
I don't know how I was gonna fix it.
Appreciate you, buddy. We're up against it. Okay. Linal, I want to talk about that when we come back. Because that gets dismissed, and it's a thing. Now, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with it, okay? But whether you should or shouldn't be. I'm telling you, from sitting in this seat, we have figured out that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, when everyone's like, yo, those all-black jerseys are fire. You got a bunch of guys 55 and up going, that's a new name, a new logo, a new uniform. I have no connection to that.
What is this?
I have no connection to that. And I dismiss that. I learned not to. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. 800-636-1067. One more segment of this, plus the Nats lineup. Linnell and I with you until 6:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.